Well, I realize I'm not as exciting as the Dallas game, and what we're studying may not be, but let's get ready. I have, this class requires more time per class than any of the six classes I teach, but I have had just a fantastic time working on getting the Jerusalem and everything we've been working on ready, working on that, plus what we're doing now. When we get to church history, it's such a difficult thing to study and teach, but by doing this first thing, that like what we're doing tonight and last Sunday night, has really helped me on understanding how to teach it when we do come to it. So I'm very happy we've done this, plus the fact it's a lot of fun. I think one of you told me you've got a trivia quiz right because of this class. I don't think that's the best thing for this class, but, you know, whatever you can reap. It really has been very interesting for me and very beneficial in putting all of this together this time for when we go back and study these things. It's caused me to, what happens is I'll be studying along and then decide, well, I want to know a little bit about that and go pick up a book off my shelf and sit down and start reading a little bit and on Frederick the Great or whoever it is that I happen to be working with, and I'll run over to the Encyclopedia Britannica and read for about 30, 40 minutes on that. And when you get through, you know, you got about 2 hours gone and you haven't done very much as far as the work. But it has been a really very beneficial class, at least for me from this perspective. And just bear with me through the last Sunday, today, and next Sunday, and then we'll be back, get back into some things you can use and as far as our study, and then hopefully get back to the study of the Bible. All right, even though we're just dealing with church history and noting the things that have happened in the years, it still reminds us that Christ is in control of history, so let's begin by prayer. Gracious Lord and Heavenly Father, we're led to believe by secularism that man is a product of his environment, yet even the secular reading of history teaches to the contrary. That men and women who come into history and have an enthusiasm, have a desire to learn, a desire to exploit, a desire to make things happen in the world and in their lives and in their nation, that things happen. And generations come along that do not care about these things, and nothing happens. So even from secular history, we learn a very important principle of life, that we're not a product of environment. But Heavenly Father, we're a product of our attitude, product of decisions that we make in reference to Jesus Christ and Bible doctrine. Therefore, we dedicate these next few moments now to an understanding of history, that we might be even more motivated to the study of the Word of God. To this end, Father, we do humbly pray in Christ's name. Amen. All right, last week I left off in 1667, in that area. Just to note a few things that have come into view. You can go back and just slip in 1661, the first attack on air pollution occurred. Now, you may wonder about 1661, but they had wood burning and coal burning, and smoke was there. And so as early as 1661, pollution has been recognized as some type of a threat on health. So you can make note of that. Then 1663, remind you, this was the first development of the heart as a muscle by a Danish doctor. A lot of these things will be developing now over the next couple of hundred years, more and more development of the body by investigating animals, dead people when it's allowed, and these types of things are beginning to really take. Medicine and science and all are really advancing at this time. So here we have things occurring. Let's see. Then I think we covered 1665. Newton invents the differential calculus in 1665. And 1666, a couple of things. The first American Bible is printed. I don't think I gave you that last week. In 1666, the first American Bible is printed. Also in 1666, 66. For those of you who do like trivia, this is the first appearance of cheddar cheese. 1666. All right. 1667. Jonathan Swift, the English author, is born. And, you know, what I hope here is all I can do is kind of like what I just told you that I did. You know, you hear the name. Well, I know something about him. I'm not going to go through everything that Jonathan Swift did. He's extremely important to his time period, from the 1600s into the 1700s, the 18th century. He's very important. Did a lot of writing and a lot of influential thought, and is coming into play. But he's an English author, and he will die in 1745. But he will be very important as far as that kind of development of thought is concerned. All right, let's move on now. Just a few things. 1669 will be the next date. 1669, for those of you that are interested, Rembrandt dies. So this is the end of the Rembrandt period. Now his paintings start costing money. Rembrandt. He was born in 1606, so now you can get one of his paintings that costs a lot of money. While he was here, you know the story, he was poor. 1670. The first symptoms of diabetes are developed. This is by an English physician. I'm not going to deal a whole lot with names. The development of things that are happening is what's important. And also, it's very difficult because sometimes there'll be some discoveries and inventions and analysis made in all areas, science, medicine, inventions, in a lot of different places, or at least two or three different places. The time is ready for those who will spend the time. But this was an English physician who developed some work on the symptoms of diabetes, was developing also in 1670. For those of you that are interested in trivia, the first minute hands were added on watches. The first minute hand on watches were developed, 1670. 1671, the first Bible edition in Arabic, the first Bible printed in Arabic. Missionaries have always been in these areas. We're just talking about after the development and the invention of the printing press, and now we learn how to write their languages, and then how to make the things necessary for printing. So these are quite accomplishments as far as freedom is concerned. 1672, for those of you, again, these are the things, some of these things I pick out because they're common to us, and you might wonder when they came about. 1672 is the first development of the flexible hose in fighting fires with water. So this was the development of the hose in 1672. 1674, another man whom we even have some of his songs in our little booklet, Isaac Watts, W-A-T-T-S, is born. He's a hymn writer primarily, Isaac Watts, born 1748, Amazing Grace. And if you remember, I told you the story about Amazing Grace. He was a slave trader, and this is the period of slave trading, and he was out on the waters, and the boat was about to go under into the storms, and if you'll go over the song, you'll see it, and he remembered things from the past, and so he accepted that grace, and the moment that I first believed, and the waters were calmed, and so many things occurred in his life, and afterward he did indeed change his life when he did get back to shore. 1677, one that I was particularly interested in, ice cream becomes very popular throughout Western Europe. Ice cream has now reached a popularity as a dessert. 1678, Roman Catholics, here's the backlash that we've got to watch for even in our own country. Roman Catholics in England are excluded from both houses of Parliament. 1678. Religion is still very, very high even in history today. Also, for those of you that do have a Christian reading background, 1678, John Bunyan wrote The Pilgrim's Progress. 1678, John Bunyan wrote The very famous Pilgrim's Progress, which every child should read. 1679, the Niagara Falls is discovered. 1679, Niagara Falls is discovered. 1681, this is the first appearance of female professional dancers in operas. 1681, this occurred in Paris. 1682, Louisiana is claimed for France by La Salle, a state which we now know as Louisiana is claimed. The Louisiana Territory is claimed for France by La Salle. Also, he tried to claim a lot of the Mississippi Valley and all of that area. But that just gives you what's going on in this area. What is really interesting to me in the study of this is to see how very, very cake and things are in America, and yet in Europe, the boxing is becoming a very famous sport, the horseback riding, cricket, manners, etiquette, very, very civilized. And then when you think about what's going on over here, and yet in Europe is just the opposite, it's just amazing, the two divisions of history. 1683, Newton, develops the mathematical understanding of gravitation. Newton develops the mathematical theory of gravitation, attraction of the sun, the moon, the earth, and all the things that develop gravity. You know, a lot of things that you read and you start seeing, like, I don't know if I've put it down here to tell you today, but one man starts just developing the blood, the way blood runs, and another the centrifugal force that an object picks up as it's falling. Things that you and I just take for granted. But it's just astounding how something simple just lets other men who are in science just go, they take a giant step. It's just understanding some very simple principles. And then the next man can just go way beyond that. Well, that's the type of thing of the gravity and all. But, of course, he did have the mathematical development of it. 1684, the first attempt in London to light the streets. These are just some common things, political things, spiritual things that are important as this history develops. 1685, J.S. Bach, B-A-C-H, the German composer, is born. Bach. Is born, died in 1750. And the year that he was born is the first time French settlers came in Texas. So if you are good in Texas, you can just remember Bach was born the same year French came to Texas. However, if you're musically inclined, you will remember it the other way. If you don't care, you won't remember it all. That, by the way, is really interesting. That, what I just said in humor, reminded me, I asked Bob, I was talking to Bob one day about his genius and understanding everything, and was talking about how important being a genius was and various to deal with the things that he has. And he really played down the genius aspect, and he does have genius IQ, but he really played that down, and he said one of the greatest problems is that people just don't care about anything else. If it doesn't relate to me, they don't remember. But if you learn, he told me, if you learn to care about people, about others, about anything else other than yourself, then you can remember a lot of things. And he said, someone will walk into my office from some area in the Dakotas, and they'll tell him something about their area. And he relates the whole thing with Dakota. He's got the whole map and relates it. So that means he's got that down now for the rest of the time. So just because you're interested in other people, you're interested in other things, you'll remember more. But it's very true. A lot of times we forget things because, quite frankly, we just don't care. You know, not very many men forget a very beautiful woman's name. And it's a type of thing. If you're really interested, you don't forget. If it doesn't relate to you, then we forget. Continuing 1688, Alexander Pope, the English poet, is born. He will die in 1744. Alexander Pope, 1689, this is the period of Peter the Great, the Tsar of Russia. I'm sure you've heard of Peter the Great. This is his time period. 1690, getting ready to close out the 17th century. 1690, the first pump is devised that uses pistons. The first pump is devised that uses pistons, and the pistons are raised by steam. So pistons are invented and used with a pump, and they are raised with steam, by steam. 1690, to just give you a practical thing going on, you have the first development of this happened in London, where there was a periodical that answered readers' letters, which we use today. This whole thing that Troy has to go through twice a year, and where they take the ratings and all, and people write in and complain or whatever. Well, the first time that this actually occurred is in 1690, is when in England, where people a whole addition was made to answering letters and questions. All right, 1693, very quickly, the Carolina is divided into North and South Carolina. I'm not giving a whole lot of American history. We'll cover that in some fun way when we get to this in our church history. But the Carolina is divided that year. All right, 1700. Now we turn the century. Now moving into the 18th century. And first of all, in the year 1700, this is a very important big thing, the commode becomes a popular piece of furniture. This is in the beginning of the 18th century. I haven't been developing that, even though the source I use does, but this is when it really starts becoming a popular piece. Also, 1700 is the beginning of the American protest against slavery. It's very minor, but there's starting to be some writings against slavery in America. And that's as early as 1700. 1701. I'm just going to tell you that this man came on the scene because every one of you have heard it, and some of you drive his heritage. Lamont Cadillac founds the settlement in Detroit. Cadillac, his name is Antoine Bellamothe Cadillac. And in the year of 1701, he founded settlement in Detroit. Also 1701, one that has excited our youth, Captain William Kidd is hanged for piracy. Captain Kidd is hanged for piracy, 1701. The thing that I like to do is to take the 100-year section and list these types of things so you have it. But all of that we're going to have a lot of fun with. I've really spent too much time working on when we do this about 5 years from now. All right. You'll forget a lot of this, or it'll all be new again. 1703, Delaware becomes a colony. The first A through Z treatment of English in dictionary form, A through Z. This is 1703. It's the first treatment of the classical dictionary for A through Z. Also in 1703, developing for the 18th century, John Wesley, founder of the Methodist denomination, is born. 1703, John Wesley, W-E-S-L-E-Y, is born. He will die in 1791, so he spans the 18th century. I don't know if you want to write this down, but let me just tell you right now, the 18th century is an unbelievable century in thought. You're going to have a strong thought of Christianity. a development of the denominations, and you're going to have a great rise in human secularism trying to bring over to the unbeliever the morals, justifying morality without being related to Christ and God. You're going to have a lot of secular thought and secular philosophers, if you want to think about it in that way. Secular philosophers who will deal with morality, with all of the issues of good and bad in plays, literature, philosophy, conflicting with the Christian stand on it. And you have a lot of Christians who are going to develop what we'll understand as secular or social gospelism. But this is going to be the 18th century is a very important century, just remember in your mind, for the philosophy to counter relating morality to a relationship with Christ and all of that. And so we don't get into situation ethics just today. The fathers of all of that is in the 18th century. Okay, so John Wesley founded. Also, another famous man is born, Jonathan Edwards. And Jonathan Edwards, a very important man, American theologist, is born. He will die in 1758. So Wesley and Edwards, two of the prominent figures of the 18th century. Many of you have been to London, so I just thought I'd tell you, in 1703 was the beginning of Buckingham Palace in London. 1703 was the beginning of Buckingham Palace in London. 1704, just to back up what I was saying, John Locke. John Locke, English philosopher. His writings are brought to the front. Now, this is the year he died. But what I'm saying is that his type of thinking is now going to go right into this new century. Voltaire, V-O-L-T-A-I-R-E. Voltaire is becoming a very prominent figure with his thought. So you have some rise of some very Christian-oriented men, biblical-oriented men, philosophers, and people are going to have to start deciding between all of these things. For Bill Stevens in 1704, Bach wrote his first cantata. 1704, Boston has the first newspaper in America to survive weekly issues. 1705, this is when Halley's Comet, Edmund Halley does his predicting of the return of the comet that was seen in 1682. So Halley develops the whole comet theory in his primary years around the beginning of the 18th century. But he predicted the return of the comet. The last time it occurred was in 1682, and he predicted the next coming of it. 1706, Benjamin Franklin is born. So see another of the figures of the 18th century. Benjamin Franklin is born. He will die in 1790. Spans the same time of Wesley and Edwards and all of these types of people. Also during this time, and I'm not going to list names and everything, but you have a lot of pamphlets going to be written. The rights of humanity, the rights of Christians, the right of people, the power, all of these types of things. The rights for the one, just happen to know, the rights of the Christian church is one that is just starting out in the 18th century. A lot of thought about freedom and people and religion and all of this is coming into play. 1707. The counting of the pulse rate. The number of pulse beats of the breathing system is developed in 1707. The high pressure boiler is invented in 1707. Samuel Johnson. Samuel Johnson, many of you remember him. Samuel Johnson is born. He will die in 1784, another great man of the 18th century. something that all of you sing all the time, so you might as well know about it. 1709 is the development of the song for He's a Jolly Good Fellow. is the first year when the Russians started sending prisoners to Siberia. They've been doing it ever since. Today they send Jews. But in 1709, the Russians started sending prisoners to Siberia. All right, 1711. Alexander Pope is writing his essays. 1711 is another famous birth. David Hume, H-U-M-E. He's a philosopher that I was referring to. He's a philosopher. He's born. He will die in 1776. So you can just see the middle of the 18th century, how many things are happening, what type of thought is there. 1711, the clarinet is first used in an orchestra. The clarinet is first used in an orchestra. Very important man of history, 1712, Frederick the Great. Frederick the Great, King of Prussia, is born. 1786, I'm not going to go through again all the things that he did, but Frederick the Great wrote a very important work on the art of war. And it's just one of those classics. If you're interested in the art of war, there's about, eight that are of superb quality. And Frederick the Great has one that has to be read and understood. It's very, very effective and very good. He lays out so many different issues of war and how to deal with them in his work on the art of war. As I said, there's about eight books that if you read all eight, you'd have a fairly good understanding of the art of war. But he deals with the instrument, the campaign, the battle, tactics, all of these things, position, strategy, and each author gives you a different feel for the art of war. But anyway, Frederick the Great is born in 1712. 1712 also... You have a man whose influence is a lot of turning Christian over to secularism. His name is Cotton Mather, M-A-T-H-E-R. He will bring a lot of the Christian thought and give it some secularism, and that type of thing is going to pick up throughout this century. 1712, for those of you that care, the witchcraft. Execution for witchcraft is ended in England. Not in America, but in England. Also in 1714, Fahrenheit. Fahrenheit constructs his thermometer. F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T. Fahrenheit. D.G. Fahrenheit constructs his mercury thermometer. 1716, Christian religious teaching is prohibited in China. Steve asked me about what's going on in China, but there you can just study China and their total rejection. Bill asked me, the total rejection of Christianity is seen all the way through their history. And that's just another, that's the only reason I threw that in, that year they prohibited all Christian teaching. 1718, William Penn dies. We've already dealt with him and all that he has done. Also, 1718, Yale University is founded. Now, it was another university in another city, but it was moved to New Haven and renamed Yale University, 1718. Also, in 1718, New Orleans was found. New Orleans was found, 1718. 1719, a book that all of us probably read at some point in our childhood, Robinson Crusoe. Daniel Defoe's Robinson Crusoe was written, 1719. Again, in the period of when all of those types of things were going on. 1720, Spain occupies Texas. 1720, Spain occupies Texas. 1721, rifles are first introduced in America. This was done by the Swiss, by the way. The Swiss, when they moved into America, they brought rifles. So 1721, rifles were brought into America. 1722, some names are now going to come up that every one of you should know and appreciate. 1722, the birth of Samuel Adams. The birth of Samuel Adams. He will die in 1803. 1722, we have a development of the steelmaking art or industry, the steelmaking art, 1722. Now, what's going on in Europe for things like the steelmaking? Handbooks on traveling, as I said, sports. The 18th century, if you just want to put down things in Europe, sports, art, traveling, all of these types of things, and a lot of war. But with that, the development of manners, all these types of things are going on. 1723, a man important to us was born. Adam Smith is born in 1723. He'd be very important for his development. In development of our capitalistic system. He is born in Scotland, and he will die in 1790. But Adam Smith is born. Also, 1724, the very next year, a very anti-Christian philosopher, Immanuel Kant, K-A-N-T, Immanuel Kant, German philosopher, is born. He will die in 1804. Very influential in thought, the development of thought. Those of you that have been to Rome, 1725, the Spanish Steps are finished. The famous steps. And I was there just this summer. We stayed just at a hotel on top of the Spanish Steps. Oh, here you are, lady. 1725, Casanova is born. Casanova. The great Italian adventurer and lover and poet and many things. He is born. He will die in 1798. So he will, like, take that little romantic flair into the 18th century. 1726, Gulliver's Travels are written. J-U-L-L-I-V-E-R-S. Gulliver's Travels are written by Jonathan Swift. These are classic writings that every child should read. 1726, like I said, for an example, the writing of the foundation of moral goodness, which has nothing to do with God and man, but just the goodness of man. Also, 1727, here's something that surprised me, but it was this late, 1727, coffee is first planted in Brazil. I don't know what I thought, but I certainly thought it would have been sooner than that, but 1727, coffee first comes to Brazil. Also 1727, you ladies will be interested, it's the first time that marriage announcements were given in the paper. Marriage announcements were first written in the paper. All right, 1729, birth of a very important man, 1729, Edmund Burke. Edmund Burke, the British author and statesman, is born. He will die in 1797. His most famous and most important writing is on the French Revolution. If you haven't read Edmund Burke, then you don't understand the French Revolution. It is a classic work. Back when Bob was here, we did a lot of talk on Edmund Burke's view and analysis, because this is something that America's going to have to prepare for. If we're smart, we'll look at what happened in France and do some work on it now while we can prevent it. All right, 1730, for most of us, important as far as the Christian heritage. John Wesley founds the Methodist Church, or the Methodist group, at Oxford. He did it with his brother Charles. John and Charles Wesley founded the Methodist sect at Oxford. A lot of you have in your home in 1730 was birth of Josiah Wedgwood. And he is the one who developed the manufacturing of the famous Wedgwood pottery. But in 1730 is when he is born. He will die in 1795, the famous Wedgwood family. 1731, ailments are beginning to be studied as per diet. The first diet is really attributed to 1731, a Dr. John R. Arbuthnot, Arbuthnot. And he is considered the first advocate of a diet, so we can all blame him. Here's a birth every one of you will be interested in, 1732, the birth of George Washington. He will die in 1799. George Washington is born February of 1732. By the way, that same year, Benjamin Franklin will write his Poor Richard's Almanac, is issued. Poor Richard's Almanac is issued at that same year, 1732. 1735. A skip years is just not much that we need to relate with in our survey. I'm picking the most important and highlights. Very important man is born, 1735, John Adams. Second President of the United States is born. He will die in 1826. Also in the same year, 1735, Paul Revere is born. He will die in 1818. 1735, another famous man is born. Bill will be interested in this. Johann Christian Bach. Bach's youngest son is born. One of my favorites, Patrick Henry, is born. Patrick Henry is born in 1736. He will die in 1799. Not live quite as long as Paul Revere or John Adams. In case you've had a appendicitis, the first operation was in 1736. The first successful appendicitis operation. You know, when they write that, I've been wondering all the way through. I wonder how many unsuccessful ones they were. But that's the first successful appendicitis operation. 1737. Richmond, Virginia is founded. Richmond, Virginia is founded. 1737, Thomas Paine, P-A-I-N-E, is born. And you would want to read Paine when you read Burke on the French Revolution to get the contrast of the two men. Another famous writer is born in 1737, Edward Gibbon, G-I-B-B-O-N, is born. He will die in 1794, Edward Gibbon. Gibbon's The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire. 1738. John Wesley's Great Revivals. George Whitfield follows him, and they come to America. They come to Georgia. John Wesley and George Whitfield. You ever want to sit down and read A Heritage of the Christian Faith, you would want to read George Whitfield. I read that as a young man and was just really influenced by the life of George Whitfield. And the book's about like that, but it is a very, very exciting reading of one of the fighters of the faith in history. All right, 1739, the Moravian, M-O-R-A-V-I-A-N, church is founded. The Moravian Church is founded, Moravian denomination. A very important date as far as America is concerned but it didn't occur in America, but it's very important in American history. In 1740, Frederick the Great, the one I just told you who wrote The Art of War, introduces freedom of press and freedom of worship in Prussia. This is beginning in the 18th century. People are becoming very interested in the freedom to express yourself and believe whatever you want to believe, and there are backlashes to it. Some the Catholics are kicked out, and a lot of things are going on, but you can sense what's happening in history about freedom. But Frederick the Great introduces freedom of press, freedom of worship in Prussia. Rather revolutionary. I mean, these types of thought by men to give this type of thing, and it's picked up by America. 1741, Handel's Messiah is written. Handel's Messiah is written. Beautiful, beautiful piece of music. I want to finish the 18th century. 1742, and that way I can always say in 1 hour I covered 100 years. All right, 1742, Nathaniel Greene is born. Very famous to our history. Let's see, 1743, Thomas Jefferson is born. Third President of the United States. Thomas Jefferson is born. 1826. 1745, John Jay. John must have been a very famous name in the 18th century. John Jay, first Chief Justice of the United States, is born. The first Chief Justice of the United States is born. He will die in 1829. I hope some of these will excite you a little bit to go home and wonder about some of them in your particular areas of interest. Princeton University is founded in 1746. Princeton University, 1746. 1747, another very important man, not only for history, but just for the flair of history, John Paul Jones is born. 1747. John Paul Jones is born, naval officer. He will die in 1792. Didn't live very long. 1749, Johann, J-O-H-A-N-N, Wolfgang, W-O-L-F-G-A-N-G. The correct pronunciation is Goethe, G-O-E-T-H-E. The great German writer is born. He will die in 1832. Johann Wolfgang Goethe is born. Also, 1749 was the development of language, sign language for deaf mutes. The development of sign language for deaf mutes. Up to then, they just slapped them like that. That wasn't nice. But they developed the sign language that year. That's terrible. This isn't on tape, is it? All right. If Clover were here, she'd throw something at me. 1750. Henry Knox, the American leader for our independence, was born. He would die in 1806. Henry Knox. Here's another one for a few of you. 1750, the first playhouse in New York opened. The first playhouse in New York. 1750, just to show you that it's not all that new, the first map of the moon was drawn out. I'd like to see it, but the first map of the moon was attempted to be drawn. Man has been interested in that. See, all of these things we do today are just not something that is new. We've always been interested
in types of things. 1751, James Madison. James Madison, the fourth president of the United States, is born. All right, here's one that I would imagine you'd have on trivia. 1751 is when the British first decided that by act of Parliament that January 1 would be the beginning of the new year. January 1, by Act of Parliament, they altered the British calendar that January 1 would be the beginning of the new year, 1751. Now, they were in the middle, 1752, 1750s. We're in the middle of the 18th century. You don't need to write it down, but I just want to let you know what I'm talking about the thought and development. Jonathan Edwards, misrepresentations corrected and truth vindicated. David Hume, political discourses. William Law, the way of divine knowledge. All of these things are beginning to be written now. People are beginning to think, and a lot of debate is going on. 1752, the middle of the 18th century, Benjamin Franklin invents the lightning conductor, which has been the subject of many humorous things, but very important. 1753, England permits the naturalization of Jews. England permits the naturalization of Jews, 1753. 1754 is the recorded first female MD in history in Germany. The first female MD in history, and that's in Germany. 1755, the birth of another important woman of history, Marie Antoinette. A-N-T-O-I-N-E-T-T-E. Marie Antoinette is born in 1755. She will die in 1793, executed. Another very famous American is born in 1755, the same year that Marie Antoinette was, Alexander Hamilton. Alexander Hamilton. He is the one who was killed in the duel with Aaron Burr, you remember. By the way, that was 1804 he would die. All right, also 1755, Samuel Johnson writes the Dictionary of the English Language. All right, here again, we're in the middle of the 18th century. You have, for an example, Benjamin Franklin writes Observations Concerning the Increase of Mankind, Peopling of the Countries. You have Hutchinson writing A System of Moral Philosophy, having nothing to do with Christ. Immanuel Kant's doctoral thesis, The True Meaning of Forces. A lot of writing is going on during this time. By the way, John Marshall, you can write this one down. I was just giving you a demonstration of things that are going on. John Marshall is born in 1755, future Chief Justice of the United States. He will die in 1835. John Marshall was in his home. Not while he was there, though. All right, 1756, British declares war on France. Britain declares war on France. 1756, the man who will kill Alexander Hamilton is born, Aaron Burr. Aaron Burr is born. He will die in 1836. These are exciting men. They made history. History didn't make them. Just to give you another idea of the writings of the middle of the 18th century, we have such things as The Origin of Our Ideal of the Sublime and Beautiful, Edmund Burke. Alban Butler, Lives of the Saints. Various things dealing with that kind of thought, the growth of population and man. All being written in the middle of the 18th century. 1756, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is born. 1756, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is born. He will die in 1791. He didn't live very long. 1757, William Blake, English poet. Was born. He will die in 1827. Again, worthy of reading. William Blake. 1758. James Monroe, the fifth president of the United States, is born. In 1758, a famous man in British history, Horatio Nelson. Horatio, H-O-R-A-T-I-O, Nelson, the British admiral, is born. He will die in 1805. One that every one of you have in your home, Noah Webster, was born also in the same year, 1758. Noah Webster is born. He will die in 1843. 1759, Robert Burns, the Scottish poet, will be born. 1759, Robert Burns. See, if you read these men now and understand what's going on in history, you can appreciate many of the things that they dealt with. Also in 1759, Handel dies. Handel will die. 1760, told you I wanted to get through. 1760, Wedgwood founds his famous pottery in Staffordshire, England. Josiah Wedgwood founds his very famous pottery at Staffordshire, England. 1781, the development of the causes of disease in medicine is being developed throughout the world. The development on the causes of disease is very popular as far as research. 1762, Mozart at the age of six starts touring Europe as a musician. 1764, they have the famous Sugar Act in the colonies. I'm not going to cover a lot of that, as I've said. Here's one that some of you will be appreciative to know as a heritage of things that we pick up in America. 1764 is the founding of the first literary club, founded in London. It's founded by some very famous men, Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson, Burke, and Gibbon, founded the Literary Club of London. 1764, Mozart, at the age of eight, writes his first symphony. What were you doing when you were eight? I know what I was doing. All right, 1764, the first permanent settlement in St. Louis, whom I hope we beat today. 1764, James Watt, W-A-T-T, invents the condenser, which is the first step to the steam engine. Very important invention. 1765. The Stamp Act is passed in Parliament. Here's a good one. 1766. Many people have a lot of misunderstanding about this, so I thought I'd tell you. The famous Mason-Dixon line is drawn, not related to the war between the states, but in 1766, the Mason-Dixon line is drawn. These are two English surveyors, Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon, and marks the boundary between Pennsylvania and Maryland, separating the free and the slave states and regions. That's what the Mason-Dixon line is, and that's when it was drawn. All right, 1766, freedom of worship is granted in Russia. Freedom of worship is granted in Russia. By the way, a woman did that, Catherine the Great. 1766, the founding of the chemical atom theory is developed. The man who developed that, John Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. Now, that's when he was born. That's not the date of the development, but John Dalton was born, and he is the founder of the chemical atom theory. He will die in 1844, and it won't take long for us to go with that one.
Here's one that hits us every day. 1766, the first paved sidewalk was laid in London. The first paved sidewalk ever laid was laid in London in that year. 1767, Andrew Jackson is born. The seventh president of the United States is born. John Quincy Adams, same year, 1767, John Quincy Adams, the sixth president of the United States, is born. By the way, during all this time, you have a lot of things happening in the colonies to start the war between the America and Britain, refusal of quartering of troops, and a lot of things will develop during this time. 1768, for an example, Boston citizens refused to quarter British troops. 1768, you have the first writing, development of the writing of the Encyclopedia Britannica. 1768, the first development of the weekly writings of what will be the Encyclopedia Britannica. 1769, the birth of the very famous Napoleon Bonaparte. 1769, Napoleon Bonaparte is born. He will die in 1821 after the very famous Battle at Waterloo. All right, 1769, for you engineers, this is the first lightning conductors were put on buildings. The first lightning conductors were put on buildings. Let's get back to history. 1770, William Wordsworth. Wordsworth, W-O-R-D-S-W-O-R-T-H. William Wordsworth is born. He will die in 1850. He will span parts of two centuries. Another thought philosopher that's important in evil history, George Wilhelm Hegel, H-E-G-E-L, is born. Great German philosopher. He will die in 1831. Also, 1770, to offset Hegel, we have Ludwig von Beethoven is born, 1770. He will die in 1827, Ludwig von Beethoven. 1771, Sir Walter Scott is born. Sir Walter Scott is born. He will die in 1832. And that way you can just know where he fit in if you wanted to do some reading on him. 1772. Oh, we're running out of time. 1772. The Boston Assembly demands rights and threatens secession. 1772. Things are getting very heated in America. Also in that year, Samuel Adams forms a committee to start action against Great Britain. Samuel Adams forms a committee to start action against Great Britain, 1772. 1772, nitrogen is discovered. 1772, nitrogen is discovered. 1773, the Boston Tea Party. See, we have so much going on all over the world. 1773, the Boston Tea Party. 1773, William Henry Harrison, the ninth president of the United States, is born. Also is the development of the waltz, the acceptance and development of the dance, the waltz. While that's going on in Europe, 1774, the Virginia House decides to call the Continental Congress. The Virginia House decides to call the Continental Congress. Another book that I hope that you are so inclined to read, it's very, very good. Everything in it, of course, isn't accurate, but it's very good. 1774, Lord Chesterfield writes his letters to his son. It's challenging him to become a gentleman. It's an excellent book.
Every father and mother of a son should have Lord Chesterfield's book. It's very, very good. Oh, let's see, 1774, we have the discovery of chlorine. Discovery of chlorine. Well, that's 1774. Let's end with 1775, and then we'll just have 24 years left. 1775, the American Revolution, as it is so called. Paul Revere's ride occurred in this time. Paul Revere's ride. Washington is made commander-in-chief of the American forces. The British have victory at Bunker Hill. Benedict Arnold is attacked. All of these things occur 1775. All right, we will begin at this point then next week, and I hope to finish the 19th century and next week with this analysis. And like I said, if you just bear with me through this, then I'll have the other things outlined for you, and we can move on in our study. All right, let's close in a word of prayer, preparing for our study in Galatians. Father, the Word of God clearly instructs us that this is the age of trends. It is not the age of prophecy, and most assuredly, as we study history, even in the manner in which we have so briefly, we view that there is no prophecy, that it is indeed a century after century of what man will do with Jesus Christ, types of counterattacks and attacks that are given throughout the church age. It makes history very exciting, Father, and causes us to realize that it's our turn. It's our turn in history to decide what we're going to do with Jesus Christ, what we're going to do with Bible doctrine, what we're going to do with human secularism, what we're going to do with inventions and war, with our personal lives, with our families, our loved ones, with our work. It's a challenge, Heavenly Father, to realize that it's our turn in history to reflect the glory of Jesus Christ. In His precious name we pray. Amen.